you'd expect Donegal Master athletes annually, indeed indoors and outdoors, have been impacting in the Master Championships, you know, so that's no big surprise in that. So basically a couple of very, very positive stories, though, to add to that. Earlier in the day, Bosco Reid won his shot put competition. He was a wee bit disappointed, about 30, 40 centimetres down in his expectations, but gold medal nonetheless, so well done to him. And then along came the walks, and Sinead McConnell, Margaret Reid and Breen O'Donnell in action there, the Finn Valley trio there, and all the focus with them right now is Malaga World Championships, beginning of September, and impacting on those championships. So the World Masters, that is, in Malaga. So very, 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 very clear indication today that Sinead McConnell is in serious, serious, serious form. She returned a 15.02, 34 seconds inside her PB. She, I mean, it's an absolutely massive time, and it's certainly will drive her forward to the World Championships, the World Masters Championships, as I say. So she won her age category, of course, and that defended her age, her national title. So no worries there. And Margaret Reid, who has joined her over the last 6 or 7 months, even 9, 10 months, in fact, and the walking with her and training very, very hard, she won her age category as well, and she returned a 32nd PB in her age category as well. And of course, both of them will be on the Irish team come Malaga. So very, very encouraging there. And then the final walk event was the men's, of course, over 5K. And Breen O'Donnell from Cara, of course, and he won his event, no problem there. He's in serious heavy training right now because he's taking on a pretty heavy schedule, a number of races in Malaga. So he's training through the championships here, but that didn't deter him today. He won the National Masters Walk title over 5K. So three in a row there. So that was good news. And then Kay Byrne, she was in 3,000 metres. She got silver. She got a PB, Masters PB for her at about 11.26. So she'll be happy with that. And she was happy with that. And then we had Isabel Breslin, who also medalled in the discus. And she's got a few other events kicking in as well. And Damien Crawford from Lifford Strabane there, currently leading in the javelin. So that's again kind of expected, you know, because he has been a serious javelin thrower at senior level, and now, you know, in the last couple of years as a master athlete. And Aidan Gillespie, he's always present at the Masters Championships, great enthusiast from the Rosses, great athlete, in fact. And he's in the high jump as I look over the barrier here at the moment. He's still in the hunt. He's still in the chasing the medal there. So fingers crossed for Aidan Gillespie from the Rosses. So it's adding up. Papadi Galvin from Finn Valley got second in a long jump, and one of the great joys of, you know, winning and doing well is your family is here, and he's accompanied here by his wife and kids. So that's a nice touch as well. Katrina Devine has just medalled in 800 metres, and she came here probably against advice because she seriously flued up and got a serious flu on her and chest infection, but this was the place to be, and she wasn't going to be stopped coming, and she showed real attitude and got herself a medal too in the 800 metres. So quite a few more things to come. I'd say Noreen Boner has just medalled, but there were three categories stuck together in an 800 metres. And we're looking forward to a few other very, very positive results later in the day, and I'll try and tidy it up later in the day. But it's been very good. And the other good news, not from here, but from Aberdeen, way up in the north of Scotland, young Blaine Lynch, young Castle Dare glad to compete at the Finn Valley. He broke the Scottish javelin record, 13-year-old javelin record, 13 years of age he is. He's a student at OMA CBS. And he, 43.07, it's a Scottish Championship best performance for that age group. And he is a serious talent going forward. So very encouraging note to end the season for young Blaine Lynch, the young Castle Dare boy. So it's all go, and as I say, medals coming in here, you know, from the real people who really stick with it and have stuck with it through senior athletics and the masters athletics and show great enthusiasm, continued great enthusiasm. So it's been exciting.